the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Thursday, 14 July 2016. More than half the year gone, racing headlong right to the bottom. It's a sleigh ride to hell, folks. No snow. It's going to be a bumpy ride. A lot of people waking up. A lot of people are waking up. And not being sidetracked, by the way. Not being able to be diverted down to a useless railroad siding. No. They're staying on track. They're staying on course. I think that was evidenced by Britain's exit from the EU. They didn't want their, they wanted their pound sterling. They didn't want their funny money. They had their own funny money. They didn't want the European Union's funny money. And, of course, being the last one, I guess, to bring up the rear here, the North American Union should have been put in place, oh, 5-10 years ago. This thing should have been ready to rock and roll, plug right into the European system so we could create our one-world government. They're behind the times. And it appears that it's falling apart on them. But there's one aspect to this. You know, I've talked about this on air before, that we were coming out of an agrarian structure. And then we discovered steam and electricity and coal and all these things that we could put together in different combinations to get different things done. And we went into an industrial age, which made a lot of money for a lot of people, created a lot of wealth, gave a lot of people jobs, and started to construct the current system that we see now. But, you know, this is old school stuff. Got to think newer, got to think better, got to think faster. So we come up with a tectonic area, or should we say technocracy, I guess you could put it better. This afternoon, I've got Patrick Wood with me, and he has written a book on this subject, and he himself admitted, he says, very few people are talking about this, and it is an important component, so we're going to discuss that this afternoon with Patrick Wood. Mr. Wood, how are you doing?
Hey, John, doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Well, it's been a while.
We go way back.
Way back. Have the years been kind to you?
I guess I got a few more gray hairs, but I'll have you know I earned every single one.
Wait a minute, you still have hair?
I still have hair, but yes, it's very gray.
You quoted, you wrote an article recently, Whence Technocracy, Neo-Feudalism, Peasants and Pitchforks, and you quoted C.H. Smith. And he wrote that there is no avenue left for advocacy, grievances, or redress in a system dominated by global corporations. I think this is one of the things that the English caught on to and said, hey, we're getting our hat and we're going home. Now, there's no avenue left for advocacy, grievances, or redress in a system dominated by global corporations. Boy, is that a mouthful. That is absolutely true. And a lot of people don't realize that this goes back to 1970 with Zbigniew Brzezinski. And he wrote a book, Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Tech Netronic area, and I'll get that out. And then just a couple of years later, he teamed up with Davy Rockefeller to start the Trilateral Commission, and that was, of course, dedicated to fostering a new international economic order. You know, Pat, when anybody 10, 15, 20-plus years ago would talk about their construction of their new world order, we were a bunch of wingnuts. We didn't know what we were talking about, even though we could quote their own writings.
Yes.
And put that out in Jump Street, people were still looking at it, oh, you're just full of, you know, you're just this disenfranchised, disconnected, aberrant, fringe group out there, and you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. And all of my original writing on the research and research on the Trilateral Commission was done with the venerable Professor Anthony C. Sutton back in the late 70s and early 80s. He was no slouch. I was a nobody. I was just a young guy who, you know, studied economics in school and thought I knew a few things. But Tony Sutton had these guys nailed to the wall, and he was a research fellow at the Hoover Institution, and he started writing about these people, and he got kicked out. They booted him from Stanford, and he found out that David Packard, the president of Stanford at the time, that's the founder of Hewlett-Packard, co-founder, he was a member of the Trilateral Commission himself, so he didn't want the research to go out. And by the time 1982 rolled around, we got under their skin so bad that the final discreditation came when somehow they engineered a Barney Miller script. You remember the comedy, Barney Miller comedy. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
And they engineered a little skit there that had a guy arrested who had broken into the offices of the Trilateral Commission, and they portrayed him as a wingnut. And it was a very funny episode, but, you know, it was like it made any of us out here look like that guy. You know, you're crazy, you know, conspiracy theory, put on the tin hat, that sort of thing, tinfoil hat. And I'll tell you what, now, after 40 years, John, we're looking back now after 40 years, I've studied and restudied this thing a number of times, and I'll tell you what, these people stand absolutely buck naked before the evidence today. There is no doubt about it.
Well, it was always fascinating to me, as I said, you know, we would do our research, do our studies. I mean, 25 years ago, I was talking about the United Nations, their plan to take over large acreage. Well, actually, it would have been pretty much taking all over the United States, all of its, through the U.S. government, all of its land, and parsing out what we could be on in what location and to what degree. And, of course, they were very kind. They would cook up little things like, well, here's a human corridor. You can't go outside of that. That's pristine land and to be untouched by human beings. When we were talking about that 25 years ago, people said, well, you're absolutely nuts. Well, there's kind of a trifecta going on, and the institutions that have been created to control. And if you were to ask people, you know, what is this technocracy stuff? I mean, what are you guys talking about? And in 1938, I'm reading your article here, the Technocrat magazine, and I didn't even know something like that existed in 1938. They just said it very simply in a couple of lines. They said technocracy is the science of social engineering, the scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, but it makes it sound, the emphasis is put on goods and services, like this is going to be Wally World's distribution for their stores. But it was much, much more than that.
It is. And, John, we'll see who the wingnuts are in the end of it here. These people who are promoting technocracy today, and that started with the Trilateral Commission, as I documented in my book, Technocracy Rising, It started with them, but they morphed it into, they handed it off, if you will, into the United Nations. And now we have sustainable development, green economy, stuff like that. This is technocracy. I also document that very carefully in my book. This is warmed over technocracy from the 1930s. And let me tell you the goal of these people, John. They intend, this is so fantastic, it's hard, just hard to imagine. They intend to take over the entire economic system of the world. That means all of the 100% of the means of production and 100% of the means of consumption. They want the whole thing. This is a play for the whole monopoly board. And it's on the table now. I mean, this is not, you know, people say, oh, that's too big. Yeah, nobody's going to do that. Who can steal the whole planet for peace sake? Well, listen, the head lady at the United Nations on climate change, Christiana Figueres, her last day, by the way, was this week on that post. She's now running to be the executive secretary of the United Nations, and I think, personally, she's going to win. I think she's already been picked as a as the next head of the United Nations when Ban Ki-moon, or whatever his name is, resigns, or when he steps down. Christiana Figueres is on record last year at a press conference in Europe. She said point blank, and I quote, "This is the first time in the history of mankind that we're setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for at least 150 years since the Industrial Revolution." Close quote. Now, you don't need to read between the lines on what she said.
Well, Patrick, it's even worse than that. You can just refer to Hillary Clinton yesterday on the media talking about what her vision is for America. And, you know, it's this evil climate change stuff, and we've got to get rid of these fossil fuels once and for all. And I'm thinking to myself as she's speaking these words, her and her minions are busy at work. Setting up new companies and new corporations, running fat money through the Clinton Foundation, doing favors to get this job done. But everything that you just said, if you know from whence she comes, you will understand every single word that that woman speaks. Unfortunately, how many times you've been interviewed by CNN or Fox News or MSNBC to speak these exact words to a basically dumbed down populace in this country? When was the last time you were interviewed by the biggies?
Yeah, surely you just.
Yeah, you. That was one of those rhetorical things that don't even require a.
No, you're talking to the guy who was blacklisted by B. Dalton Bookseller in 1980 from selling our book Trilatos Over Washington. So I can tell you right now, they don't want me.
Well,
not by a long shot.
You know, it was interesting because early on in my career, you know, I was all over the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergs. And it was a shock to the mainstream that people were even talking about this. And every once in a while, you would see one of the CFR members or one of the Trilats or Bilderbergers or maybe all three, you know, nothing says you can't be a member of all three country clubs here, come out in some obscure interview someplace talking and rebutting what we're saying without directly confronting. There's no confrontation. There was nothing to say that what they're talking about is even crap and here's the real truth of it all. They would just do their interviews to support their position and how harmless, and don't look over here, there's nothing to see, move on.
Yeah, you're right. You know, actually, John, we myself and Anthony Sutton had several debates with actual members of the Trilateral Commission back in those days, and we often would get a radio program to do a point-counterpoint program where they would get us on one side, and then they'd call up a local member who happened, you know, somebody in the Trilateral Commission happened to live in their town, and they'd get them on air, and they would come out to play back in those days. They won't anymore, by the way. But they would come out to play before they knew that the American people thought that their whole program was garbage. And they were incredibly naive. And they just, honestly, I'm saying this, they could not understand why we would not just love what they were doing. they just, like deer caught in the headlight. And I saw this time and time again with these people. So, well, you know, they never got mad. I said, well, you know, what? Why are you jumping up and down? What's the problem here? We're doing you all a favor. Mm. It's a total paternalism. You know, like, be a good little boy, sit down, eat your peas, and by the way, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but, well, they never said that. They never said shut your mouth, really. But these people just believed that they were God's answer to this whole structure of the world. They really believe that, and I believe they still do. I listened to a video, an interview, just this morning, of Michael Froman. He's the current U.S. Trade Representative who's negotiating Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Investment Trade Partnership.
Uh-huh.
And Froman is a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's one of the more powerful members now of that group. And I listened to him, and I was struck by the very same attitude that I saw 40 years ago. It's the same paternalistic, why, you know, everything we do is reasonable. We are intelligent people, after all. And this means so much to America, after all. And this guy basically lied through his teeth for the whole course of a 10-minute interview, misrepresenting facts, misrepresenting his position on many issues, misrepresenting what Congress and the American people think about the TPP. Oh, yes, we're still confident that it'll pass before the end of the year. It's like, dude, wake up. This is a new era you're living in here. You can't just go on denying reality.
Well, being who they are, and as you say, their paternal attitude, we're just the intellectual midgets. We're the children. We have no right to decide our own future, live our own lives, and for us to decide what standard and what banner we're going to be, you know, walking under. In the globalist view, Patrick, it's going to be one size fits all. It's going to be this bureaucracy, super bureaucracy, that you're not going to be able to elect. You know, it was kind of strange that your article here talked about, you know, where is the redress? You know, the fundamental, I'm angry, where's my grievance go? And, you know, this is a system of government that we were supposed to have. We were supposed to be able to have the right of redress to our government to straighten out things that they were doing wrong.
You're exactly right. This has been missed by so many people that talk about the Constitution, and they talk about, you know, the right to bear arms and the Fourth Amendment, you know, the right to be free from search and seizure and those sorts. And those are important things, don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But one of the most important things, the safety valve that we had in our Constitution, was the right to demand redress to legitimate grievances. Now, in the course of everything else being destroyed about the Constitution, this and as technocracy rises throughout the world, the system of things that has grown up around us that we can do nothing about, there's nothing to protest anymore. There's no avenue to protest anything. These people have been very slick at taking away that safety valve that we had in our society. Now, here's what's happened. I believe, this is just my opinion at this point. I'm not a sociologist. I'm not a, you know, whatever, an anthropologist or anything else like that. But this is my very strong opinion. This is like packing 1,000 people into a movie theater, getting them all in there and putting them through some kind of a suspenseful thriller type movie where everybody's on the edge of their seat and scared half out of their wits. And then somebody stands up with a megaphone in the middle of the crowd and yells, "Fire!" And nobody realizes that somebody has gone around and locked all the exit doors first. Now, what do you think is going to happen? People are going to panic, run for the door. They're going to crush each other in the process. Probably hundreds of people will die as a result of not being able to get out. And this is exactly the powder keg that's been created in our country today.
If I couldn't get out of that theater, at least the last thing I'd do before I took my last breath, I'd find the guy that started the fire and I'd deal with him.
Amen.
Let's take the break. We're talking with Patrick.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I don't think hiding in the cellar is going to do any good, folks. David Rockefeller in 1991 at the Bilderberg, which, by the way, the then Governor Bill Clinton, and we all know the story there, and Dan Quayle, that was George Bush's right-hand guy, they were all lining up to get their instructions back in 1991. And I'm quoting David Rockefeller and what he said. He said, "We're grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. Now, keep in mind that we're talking 1991 here. He went on to explain even further. Thank you. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for a world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty and its intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries." Now, Patrick, that was available to everybody, including the six corporations that own everything that you see, read, and hear. We're the wingnuts. They're the people that have turned a blind eye and have done a disservice to not only themselves, but to this entire country, the entire world, if you will. Because the way I look at it, Pat, we're the linchpin. We're the ones that to be done away with. Canada, eh. Mexico, eh. United States, grand prize. Have to destroy that. And we are on our last legs right now. Let me put it to you this way, Patrick. I don't even know what's holding us up.
Honestly, I don't know either right now. I've had a long history in finance and economics. I watch the economic situation in our country and globally very closely. I also watch markets very closely, and for the life of me, I cannot figure out why we're living in fantasy land. Well, actually, this is like Alice in Wonderland right now. But nothing makes any sense economically. Nothing makes any sense financially. But I will tell you this. This is more than opinion. This is my educated analysis because I've studied these things for so long. In the global economic space, you have two economic systems fighting to the death for global supremacy. One is the so-called green economy or sustainable development, which is technocracy, of course. The other is capitalism and free enterprise. They're fighting to the death. One will die and one will live. The question is, we don't know which. But every time they meet in the global economic space, it's like matter and antimatter. All of a sudden, you have a black hole of corruption, a pocket, if you will, of decay. Because one destroys the other in some aspect of its operation. This green economy stuff, John, is absolute insanity. I've studied it. It's crazy. It's just crazy talk. It's as crazy as the technocrats specified back in 1932 when they were at Columbia University. And they thought, since capitalism looked like it was dying for the last time back then, they thought, these top engineers and scientists at Columbia, they thought that they and they alone could devise a new economic system that would replace capitalism and free enterprise. That's what they did. They modeled a brand new economic system that's never been tried, never been tested. It's never been written about by any economist that I know of with his head screwed on right that has an actual legitimate degree in economic theory of some kind. Haven't heard if anybody talk about this. That's the same system that Christiana Figueres talks about replacing with their sustainable development system. This stuff will not work, and it does not work. And so you have two major economic systems duking it out, the titans, if you will, duking it out. One's going to live and one's going to die. Meanwhile, people down on the street like you and me look at this and say, gee, nothing makes sense anymore, does it? Well, that unless you understand technocracy, that's the only thing you can say. That you can't say anything else because it doesn't make sense. It's like Alice in Wonderland. You're diving down the rabbit hole. Where will it go?
I know where we're going here for the next 3 minutes. We got a bottom of the hour break here.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. This talking to an educated person like yourself, it's sometimes hard just to come up with the next sentence because there's so much that I want to talk to you about. Okay, let's get the break out of the way. We'll be back with.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Talking today with Patrick Wood, and there is a wonderful book that you have written, and the name of it, and where can they get a copy of it, Pat?
Well, Technocracy Rising, John, the subtitle is the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, and that's what's happening in the world today. It's being transformed, and it's available on my website, technocracy.news. But it's also available, of course, on Amazon.com. And there's a Kindle version there. And if you do go to Amazon, check out some of the reviews there. There's 93 five-star reviews on Technocracy Rising. It's incredible. I just very rarely see that many positive reviews of a book, especially like this. But read some of those reviews, and you'll see why you need to buy the book and read it for yourself. I wish we, could get, a million of these things out in distribution. I don't think it's going to happen this year, but, we're still plugging at it. We refuse to shut up. So if you buy it from my website, technocracy.news, I always send out an autographed copy. I just that's just my thing. I like to do that. And I like to, just see who's actually getting it and write a little something personal in the cover and send it out to people. So your choice. It's less than $20 in both cases. And if you want to buy a bunch of copies to hand out to friends, legislators, and stuff like that, county leaders, city councilmen, whatever, they all need to read this book.
Do you supply the gun that has to be held to their head to get them to do that?
Actually, no. But once you serve them with a book, you can hit them with it. But once you serve them with a book, even if they don't read the book, they're accountable to it because they have it in their hot little hands.
Well, and this has been a real struggle. Patrick, I've been doing this for a lot of years. I know you have as well. And a lot of people don't understand that, I could just hear the little wheels going around and some people saying to themselves, as you were talking about your book and where to get it, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's fine. That's information. But, you know, my interest or this is someplace else. And I don't think that they really grasp and understand in order for us to eat and exist for another day, to keep doing the business. And we have not had the, well, high place friends. We haven't had the open-ended checkbook. We have not had what the globalists and all of their working minions, whether they're in government, whether they're in the corporations or some non-governmental organization, give it a name, give it a place, give it a time. I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. We have had to eke out a barest of existence to keep plugging away each and every day, combating that which controls and has all. It's mm-hmm. not right. been easy, but having said that, there is a lot of people worldwide waking up, not sort of out of their deep slumber into a subconscious state, half there, half not there. I'm talking fully awake. I believe this is what happened with the people in England. You saw the younger generation over there. Oh, no. They wanted to stay with the European Union. They're not even dry behind the ears. They don't understand what made the world go around the day before yesterday. The only thing that they know is their technocracy today, and they're cleaving to their own destruction. But it was the older people over there that had seen the destruction of countless industries around England, being ordered around by way of edict and policy from some far-off, faceless, nameless bureaucratic body of what they needed to do in their own country. It was the older people. They'd already gotten rid of their guns. They'd already taken on national health care. The people in England are being taxed beyond belief, every little whip stitch. It is the most observed society by way of closed circuit television. I mean, literally Orwellville.
That's right.
But finally, Pat,
yes,
they took a stand by the narrowest of margins, and you saw the globalists and their minions saying, England is staying. And at the 11th hour, England is gone.
They whooped them. That's right. And, I look at that whole scenario over there, and, you know, you got to put your hats off to people like Nigel Farage with UKIP, that's the UK Independence Party, that has been pounding on this stuff for so many years and just standing up for what's right. This guy never shut his mouth. He's got a mouth. I don't know. It's like the Energizer Bunny. He just never quits. But he was largely responsible for waking up enough people, I think, to push it over the edge. And even though they don't understand the details of technocracy and the history of where it came from, stuff like that, they feel the pain. They understand the pain. And I have to say, you don't have to understand the cause of your pain to feel your pain.
Yeah.
That's true in every case. Yeah. They felt the pain and they said no. They not just no, but heck no. And we're not going to do that. We're just not going to go there, and we're going to stop this nonsense. We're going to stop the pain. And fortunately, they found the right nail to pound down with a hammer. Hopefully, they'll find some more. But I will say that these people in England and the ones that are kind of leading this populist rebellion, you know, not leading it, but the people in it, in this populist rebellion, they need to wise up to the real cause of this, or they're going to be sucked and suckered mm-hmm. right back into it again.
I've always, Patrick, I've said this, and I've broken it down in the simplest terms I can possibly use. I use one of your car, and you got a funny noise under the hood. You don't know what it is. You think it's a tick, a knock. You don't know. But you don't know what the problem is, and you take it to somebody to cure your problem for you. And, of course, he's got to, in order to fix the problem, he's got to diagnose the problem properly in order to make an effectual and permanent repair. And this is what I've been trying to tell people for a number of years now. You really got to understand, pay attention. Detail is important. If you want to be educated and you want to learn, yeah, the devil's going to be in the details. Don't gloss it over. Don't shut your head down. Please, you have got to be the ambassador to carry the truth on, because we're not going to be around here forever. There's going to be a succeeding generation that's going to have to pick up our cause, and you've got to know the minutiae and the fine detail. Otherwise, guess what? You're going to find yourself back in another repair shop to be misdiagnosed and ripped off again.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. I believe, John, I believe you know my old friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Michael, he's a great guy. He's struggling right now.
I know
he is. A little bit of cancer, but hopefully he'll make it through. But he's done a great life's work. He was one of my mentors on this book, John, and he was my first peer review. And after he got done reading my executive summary that I sent to him, he talked to me on the phone and said, "Pat, this is the first time that I've been able to connect all the dots as a researcher on what's going on." And he knew a lot of what was going on. And he wrote a blurb for the back of my book that says that, well, I don't want to, I got to read it. I'm kind of blushing reading it, I guess. It says, "Patrick Wood has done a masterful job in tracing technocracy's history, how it works to create totalitarian control, and why it must be stopped. This is a seminal book in exposing the very darkest side of globalization." And that's a quote. And I will say that as I research this book, and even as I look at the book today and read some of the stuff I wrote, which is hard sometimes to believe, did I really write that? I look at this stuff, and John, what I feel inside of me, I don't express it verbally, but what I feel inside is I'm looking into the face of hell.
Yep.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Oh,
this is diabolical.
Patrick, I've run out of adjectives. I've run out of descriptive words. I have told people that, you know, there's very little in this life that scares me. I mean, even the end of my own life, death, which mortifies and terrifies people beyond belief. And they try to hold back the hands of time to prevent that from happening. And the only thing they end up doing is ripping their own arms out of their sockets. There are, you know, there are certainties, and there are things that are going to happen, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. But I've reminded people that this has been a construct by some very far-reaching, far-thinking, long-planning people, backed by the world's banks with all the tools and all the money necessary. And look where they're at right now, on the verge of collapse.
Yes.
And again, I will point to people like ourselves that recognize the problem. We know the end game scenario, and we can put the pieces in that puzzle to make that picture of how they're going to get there. And it is seminal works, like you just described, like our friend Dr. Kaufman just said in the write-up of your book. These are very important pieces of the puzzle. Very, very important. And Patrick, I've run across people, I guess it's human nature. They're full of themselves, they're arrogant. "I know what's going on, I don't need to know anymore, da 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 da." And then they cut themselves off. They have become, at that point in time, ineffectual, or they've severely damaged themselves and their ability to do one thing that is tantamount, that is absolutely necessary for us to do, and that's to be the seed sowers, the teachers of other men.
Exactly, exactly.
And people don't grasp that. When I pound on them, you know, look, I can do a treatise on something, and it'll take me an hour and a half, 2 hours to get through it, and I can watch the numbers of the listeners dropping off. I can almost predict how many hundreds are going to drop off. And I know the reason why that is happening. They don't want to be bogged down with the details. They don't want to be bothered with using their minds to catalog this stuff, make it cognizant and understandable so they can speak with a certain amount of authority, or at least a knowledge base, right, to that next person.
That's right. When a person decides to board the train of ignorance...
Brother,
this is a word picture, right? If you didn't want to go to Chicago, why did you get on the train?
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is kind of it's fun and it's fascinating and it's also terrifying, Patrick, to be talking to you today, because you know, many of the of our associates, we go back many years. The confabs that we have been at, the people that we know, the information that has been dug up and written about and spoken about, and people have been lectured about. The one thing, if I have a complaint about this, is that we have not built a big enough human pool. Okay, us. We've not built a big enough pool to spread that word to other people. Because I don't think the environment, people don't have the sense that the environment is now safe to join and lock arms with other people. We have a common problem. We have a common foe that transcends what your income level is, what your skin color is, you know, who your mommy and daddy was. By any measure that you want to measure your own life, there are things and times and circumstance that transcends all of that. And people have to get dead serious about this, because we are out of time. We're seeing, and I hate to say this, we're at a point right now that if these globalists figure that they're going to lose and be embarrassed and maybe jailed and hunted down or whatever the case may be, they may in fact blow it up with grand plans to reinstitute it again, and they don't care if they have to spend another 100 or 200 years. Their goal is world government, total dominion, and control. As you said, you know, the consumer.
You know, I mean, they want it all. And the difference between just grabbing money, and you're right, the monetary system today is on its last legs. It's every central bank in the world is bankrupt right now, technically. They're just absolutely bankrupt. And this is not sustainable. They will collapse at some point in time. It's guaranteed. They are bankrupt and they have no way out. But technocracy was based on another worldly idea that if you get a hold of the resources, you can do anything you want. So this time around, I'm following this as a conclusion down the road after you read my book, you will see that what the trilateral types, what the global elite is trying to do is grab all of the resources of the world and put them into something like a common global trust that they and they alone will be able to have access to, but not us. And they will control all the resources of the world. Money is immaterial at this point to these people. They've gotten all the money they can get. Now they're converting it into hard assets that they can lock up. The land, the mining stuff, the oil, the gas, the timber, the gold, the, you know, all the minerals that come from the earth, agriculture, everything that comes from the earth is where wealth has always been generated. These people have finally concluded this is the only way we're going to get 100% is if we take over the entire economic system, grab all of the important resources of the world, take them out of reach of the people, and then we will be in a complete totalitarian system where we can dictate to them what they can use and what they cannot use. That's why I call it neo-feudalism. This is what happened. This is the way it was during the feudal days in the Dark Ages. The land barons owned everything, and you got to squat on the, you know, 10 acres in the back of their property somewhere. If they liked you, they let you stay. Mm-hmm. But you had to give them 90% of everything you grew. You know, and if he didn't like you next year, he could kick you off and you'd be homeless again. You couldn't feed your family. This is diabolical. It's new and it's diabolical. But here's an anecdotal evidence of that. Look at the Bureau of Land Management and the Parks and Recreation Department and Fish and Wildlife Department in our country grabbing up millions of acres in the West, grabbing it up, taking it offline, closing the roads, putting up locks, putting up signs. You can't go in here. Look at the Frank Church Wilderness area up in Idaho. 25,000 square miles.
Yeah.
It's like you can't go in there. Now, there's bears and lions and everything else in there. You don't want to go in there, but you can't. You got to go in on foot. You can't go in a car, a Jeep, motorcycle, ATV. Forget it. It's off limits. They're doing this all over the West and some in the East as well.
And this is a war that's been going on. I've I've had the woman on that's got, and forgive me, I forget her name right now, that's got the magazine, The Range.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know her well.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. The Mike Hoffman.
That's right.
Does a lot of articles. And yeah. And this has been going
CJ.
On. CJ. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. This has been going on for more than a half a century.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't understand that, well, these career and criminal politicians that we have, we've discovered recently that Hillary Clinton had a hand in selling nuclear stuff to Russia?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, and this land, when you go back through, it's not that complicated. These were lands that were put in a trust by the federal government in a territory. When statehood came around, that land was supposed to be ceded back to the respective states.
Yep.
They didn't do that. They held on to it, claimed dominion over it, want to charge people for its use or whatever the case may be. And this BLM, and I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter, that has been hijacked. When you talk about BLM before, you thought, oh, Bureau of Land Management. I know who those people are. Now they're confused. BLM, you mean Black Lives Matter? No. No, I don't mean Black Lives Matter. I don't mean the communist-funded Soros group out there fueling radicalism. And again, to divide and conquer in this country. You know, I mean, Pat, these are very serious times, and one step or misstep going into the future may cause an action that's irretrievable or unfixable by us. You know, it's one thing to be able to write and talk about this today, but they don't want this going on because the absolute blowback on them is becoming horrendous, and the people that are a part of this are coming under great scrutiny. Now, they don't have much time. Now, my concern is these psychopaths, what are they willing to do? How much of a hissy fit are they going to throw? What are they going to destroy on their way out the door?
That's right.
These are the things that concern me.
That's right. I know. And you see what just happened this afternoon over in Paris again, another huge terrorist attack where 50 people were killed. This is their second major attack this year. France is being destabilized. So are other countries in Europe. They're being totally destabilized by this Islamic invasion that has been purposely engineered by the global elite. Purposely.
Yeah.
Peter Sutherland, by the way, a member of the Trilateral Commission and the UN envoy for migration policy, Peter Sutherland is the guy who went around to all these nations in Europe and demanded that they set quotas on immigration. He started this back in 2006. He's one of the top people in the Trilateral Commission from Europe. This is a policy, this is a specific policy that they had in their pocket all these years to destabilize Europe. That was the very system that they engineered from the get-go to be a technocracy. And yet, they want to destabilize the economic system so they can bring it down to rubble, and out of the ashes, the phoenix of technocracy will rise. And they alone, will have the control of all the important resources of the earth. Like, you know, I said, this is diabolical.
Like, I'm not afraid to going back old school using hardwired phones. I don't care if we got to give up the internet. Our little devices that we use, the latest one, I mean, how stupid are people to download this new Pokemon game, okay, interactive data transfers that superimposes a real scenario or a real picture of your camera phone, superimposes little characters, and you got to chase them around. People are walking into highways. They're getting killed. They're walking over cliffs.
Yep.
I mean, this... They don't seem to really grasp how powerful this technology is. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I've got a couple of callers holding here. Can you spend a few minutes with us after the top of the hour?
I'd be glad to.
Okay, great, because I don't want to rush this. Barb in Lake Worth, Florida. Thanks for holding, Barb. You've been on there for about 40 minutes.
Hi, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Yes. Patrick, I am up on page 132 of your book, and it's great. I would like to understand better what reflexive law is, but I have been to meetings with DeWeese, with Henry Lamb, with Michael Kaufman on Agenda 21, and I'm going to suggest to my friends, start on page 40 with Brzezinski. And that's where it goes into the different people who have been in charge and so forth. And then when you understand that, go back to the beginning and the sources of the philosophy, you know, how these philosophers, so-called, invaded our situation here, and how these people have been able to implement, you know, the trilaterals and the different groups. One worlders have been able to take control of our country. Thank you so much. I'm going to try and get this. I recommend everybody get it for their legislator or whomever they would like to understand putting the dots together.
Barb, I thank you for those comments, and I thank you for holding, and I more importantly want to thank you for reading his book.
Wow. Thank you, Barb. We've never met, right? Let's explain that. I don't have any idea who you are.
Yeah, this is not a paid endorsement here. Yeah. And by the way, thanks, Barb. I appreciate it very much. By the way, you know, there's volume discounts on this. Okay, I want you folks to understand something. When he's talking about give it to your city council people, give it to your friends, your relatives, this, folks, I don't want to oversell, but I'm going to bring this right up to that point of overselling, that this is the definitive book. This is the latest and greatest on the modern globalization process. And it's got an abundance of original research, all the detail in there. It is specifically kept to about a couple of hundred pages. So this is a quick read, but factual, not a whole lot of opinion in there. It's just the facts. Here they are, condensed for your consideration and perusal. Now, if you want to step up to the plate here, a couple of books, yeah, you get a 25% discount. 10 to 24 books, 30% discount. 25 to 50 books, $11.97, you get 40% off. 50-plus books, you get them for half off, 50% off. So you can go in there with confidence, buy these books, and spread them around. As I said, folks, this is most important, and this is missed on a lot of people. These are tools, just as trusty as a hammer or a saw, something you recognize. Recognize this as being an important tool. We're building something, an educated consensus against these people, and these are one of the most important tools that you will ever wield. Okay, everybody hang on here a second. Fred in Iowa, I'll let you get a word in after the top of the hour break, and we'll have Patrick on for just a few more minutes. We did this on the fly today, Patrick. I responded to you, your email to me this afternoon, and there you were on the program today, and I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, we've done pretty good, too.
Yes, we have. All right, let's take the top of the hour break. Second hour of the National Intel Report rolling along here. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll continue our conversation here with Mr. Patrick Woods. The book, Technocracy, I'll get that, Rising, the Trojan Horse of the Global Transformation, by Patrick M. Wood. We'll return in about 90 seconds. Stay tuned.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.